Decker and Hayes, Season 3, Episode 6, Less Than Kind, by Jordan D. White. Sometimes you wind up searching for the things you want least to find.
Tasha! Tasha, stop! Wait!
Macy Hayes found herself running as fast as her skirt allowed after Tasha, her lover's ex with whom Macy had never seen eye to eye. Tasha had been running a whoring operation that Stella Decker, Macy's partner in the Decker and Hayes Detective Agency, had been left in a friend's will. Macy didn't like Tasha, and she liked Stella running a crime syndicate even less. Nevertheless, when Father Bly told the girls that Tasha just might be the mayor's daughter, the mayor who had hired them to investigate the existence of said daughter, Macy had to beat feet after the fleeing mademoiselle. Stella certainly couldn't, not in her wheelchair.
I just need to talk to you. Stop!
Get stuffed!
Tasha knew the South Tip streets like the inside of her eyelids, and quickly gave Macy the slip. Fortunately, it wasn't hard to tell where she was headed. Poplar Street was only 6 blocks from Mama Wang's house. As Macy rounded the corner onto the block the brothel sat on, she saw the bulky form of Benny the Bouncer filling the entryway. On seeing Macy approach, the bouncer firmed up his stance and made himself ready.
Don't come any closer, bitch.
I believe Stella had words with you about talking to me that way.
Yeah, well, Stella's not here, and Miss Tasha says you don't get inside. No way, no how.
Miss Tasha isn't here either, and you're certainly not going to stop me.
Oh, really?
Really.
You're gonna go right through me?
If you're smart, I won't have to.
Yeah, then I guess I'm not so bright.
No argument here.
Macy's hand leapt toward the bouncer's ribs with panther speed, causing a loud crack as it broke under the blow. The bouncer let out a yelp and doubled over in pain. Macy interlaced her fingers and slammed her fists down on the back of the large man's head, knocking him out and to the ground.
Sleep well, bright boy.
Up the stairs the detective ran, taking the steps two in a stride, and burst into the main lobby. Smoke was clouding the air of the lobby, pouring from both the mama's office as well as the hallway of the working rooms.
Tasha? Tasha! What are you doing? Where are you?
Covering her mouth, Macy ran towards the heaviest source of the smoke. The thick, sooty air rampaged out of each of the bedrooms. Ducking down low and moving along the hall, Macy soon came to Tasha, lying unconscious on the floor. Matches in a gas can by her side.
What did you do, girl?
Macy stuffed her hands under Tasha's arms and dragged her back down the hallway and down the stairs. She lay the girl down on the ground next to Benny and checked her for breath. She gripped the girl's nose, pressed her mouth to Tasha's, and blew into her lungs. She then pressed on Tasha's chest and repeated until the girl coughed back to life.
What happened?
You tell me. It looks an awful lot like you torched Mama's place.
Why?
I have no idea. My guess is you finally flipped your lid.
No. Why did you save me?
Jesus Christ! What happened?
Stella had just rounded the corner, spinning wheels as fast as her arms could carry her.
Is that smoke? Is she all right?
Barely, and if we want to keep her out of jail, we better get the hell out of here. She set fire to Mama's. I think she wanted to die here.
What happened to Benny?
I did.
Well, wake him up. We're gonna need him to carry Tasha if we're gonna get out of here before the fire department gets here.
Hey! Hey, Lug! Wake up!
Whoa. What the hell is... Miss Tasha! What the hell'd you do to her, bitch?
Save her life? No thanks to you.
She did it to herself. By the way, nice job protecting my place.
Jesus Christ! Somebody torched the
I'm sorry, Benny. I got you into some trouble.
It was nothing, ma'am. I'll be fine, just a broken rib.
Good. Pick up your former boss. We're taking both of you to the hospital.
The whole group of them made their way from the scene of the arson, sirens already beginning to echo through the South Tip streets. In the pickup, Stella and Macy rode in the cab, while Benny rode in the back, holding Tasha in his heavy arms. Typically, Stella would never allow someone she cared about to be caught dead at Cherry Street General Hospital. But it would be a long ride to St. Margaret's for those riding in the rear. As Benny helped Tasha to the emergency room, Macy pulled Stella aside.
Stella, you're not going to like this idea, but I
Forget it, Macy. Blades take care of their own.
You don't even know what I was gonna
I'm not putting her in the psych ward.
Be reasonable. She just tried to kill herself. You think you can take care of her, stop her from going through with it? What are you gonna do, tie her to our bed?
If necessary, yeah. She's a Blade. We're family. More than that. I don't expect you to understand.
I've had my share of partners.
And you betrayed them all, if I remember correctly.
If you really care about her, you should get her the proper help, and a killer cripple falls short of a trained medical staff.
If she's the mayor's daughter, somebody has to protect her from the widow.
That's a big if. She definitely wasn't the woman in the picture.
So they wanted to throw us off the trail. Bly knows this place. If he says it, I'll buy it.
I think we'll need a little more proof to bring this to the mayor. How about the mother?
Tasha never knew her. Died in childbirth. The only firm records on it would have been in Mama's office, and I expect they're cinders by now.
But even if she is the daughter, she's still better off here. We can focus on getting this widow and let the professionals work on helping her brain. Besides, she has no social security number, no driver's license, so why would we register her under her real name?
Yeah, but even so, I think I should-
You don't even understand how normal girls think. Now you're going to help someone who's sick? She needs real help, Stella. Doctor help.
Fine. I don't like it, but-
Whoops.
Who is it?
Nobody. Dry cleaner, your suits are ready.
Give me that. Cone, Courtney, did Mr. Chan change his name?
No, it's just-
Save it. I've got to go help someone who cares about me.
Stella, wait. Damn it.
Stella rolled into the ER and met up with Benny and Tasha. She took their admittance forms and filled them both out, neither patient actually able to read. Macy rejoined the group but remained silent. The doc checked Tasha out for smoke inhalation, and then Stella took him aside to discuss Tasha's other problems. A few more forms, a slightly altered version of Tasha's backstory, and an expert evaluation later. Tasha was relocated to the psych floor. She wasn't thrilled. She had to be tranquilized after she gave the first orderly a black eye. Eventually, Stella was allowed into her new room to see her. Macy waited down in the ER. Tasha looked out of it, and her arms and legs had been strapped to the bed.
What the hell do you want?
Tasha, don't make this any harder than it's gotta be.
Shut up. How could you do this to me?
Me? Me? How could you do this to me? How could you do this to Mama? She was practically a mother to us, and this is how you honor her memory.
I was supposed to die. I was supposed to be gone.
Oh, much better.
I was supposed to die, and then you'd see...
See what?
That you've been wasting your time with that bitch. When you're in love with me, you're supposed to love me. I need you to love me.
I love you, Tosh.
But not like I love you.
No, not like that.
You should have let me die.
You're going to get better, Tasha. It's going to be good for you here.
A knock at the door turned the two ladies' heads. It was Benny creeping in cautiously. His chest bulged a little extra from bandages. He carried a bouquet of yellow tulips. He smiled, sheepishly.
Hey, I got these for you, Miss Tasha.
Benny, thank you, Benny. They're real pretty.
I saw them, and I didn't have the money, but I picked the guy's pocket to get them for you. Pretty, like you always been.
Thanks.
Look, Tosh, I've got to be going. This is going to be good. It'll be good for you.
Whatever you say, Mama.
Benny?
I'd like to stay with Miss Tasha for a little more, if that's okay with her.
And Stella rolled herself out, leaving the burly man and the broken woman alone with the tulips. Meanwhile, Macy had been pacing the downstairs hallway when she'd been surprised to see a familiar face within a room she was passing. Unfortunately, he saw her as well.
You bitch!
Crap.
Came to gloat, didn't you, bitch? Came to see friend's handiwork.
Macy closed her eyes, steeled herself, and turned around to enter Bopko's room. His face was red with anger, as if he'd summoned all the blood in his body into his head. The cop held up the bandaged stump where his right hand used to be.
You see this? This is gonna ruin me. I'm gonna be kicked off the force.
Stella and I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, except for the stupid bitch saying this is for Stella while she cut me, you dumb broad. God damn it. I didn't think there'd ever be one of you type I'd hate more than Decker. But I'm gonna kill that Tasha bitch. I swear it.
I've got to get going, Sergeant.
You're not done with this, hear me? I'm gonna have to have the boys lean on your ass until you get over that slut. You hear me?
Knowing you like I do, Bobco, I doubt any of the boys will miss you much. And considering that I have a job now and you don't, I don't think you could outbid me for their loyalty.
It's not finished! I'll get you! All three of you! I swear it!
The threats faded into the distance as Macy made her way back towards the entrance of the hospital. As she neared it, her phone rang.
Hello?
Macy! Hey!
Courtney!
You never called me back the other day. I've been worried. You're in a dangerous business.
I thought you said you lost my cell number.
Oh, I did, but your secretary gave it to me. Helpful girl.
When it suits her. Listen, we really need to talk.
One of the nearby elevators opened and Stella wheeled her way out. She and Macy made eye contact.
But not right now. I have to go.
Oh, call me soon?
Sure.
I love you.
Goodbye.
How's your girlfriend?
Stella.
Shut up. I don't want to do this. We were happy.
Stella, we're...
Just take me back to the office.
We're...
Now.
Fine.
Not a single word was spoken over the next 20 minutes riding back to their building. The pair didn't even look one another in the face the entire time. Both spent the ride rehearsing in their mind the fight they'd have once they'd arrived, both thinking they certainly had the most defensible position. The tension continued to mount as they approached the building, and as they rolled into the lobby, it was practically choking them.
Welcome back, Miss Decker. Miss Hayes.
Didn't I fire you?
I assumed you'd reconsider.
I haven't. You're still fired.
Here's your coffee.
Thanks.
There's a woman in your office waiting. Said she wants to hire you.
Yeah, just what we need. I'll let her down easy. What's her name?
She called herself the Widow. Said you'd know what it meant.
With personal matters clouding the air, the duo's nemesis appears to have waltzed into their lair. What does the Widow want? Is Tasha the mayor's daughter? Who is this Courtney Cohn? Come back next time for a little more truth and a lot more lies in Unreasonable Doubt. Thank you.